Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I'm your host, Max Blasky. Today, we will be joined by Megan Jaquez, the newest member of Marshall County K-State Research and Extension, as they prepare for the county fair here in a couple weeks. So, Megan, first off, welcome to the program. Why don't you go ahead and explain a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how you came to this position at K-State Research and Extension?
So I am back in the area. I'm originally from Frankfort. I graduated from Frankfort High in 2019. I am also a Kansas State University grad, graduated in 2023, and my degree is agricultural education with minors in music and horticulture. This past year, I spent time out in Northwest Kansas as an ag teacher and FSA advisor, but I am really excited to be back home. Working in the same 4-H program that I grew up in. I was an 11-year member of the Work to Win 4-H Club in Frankfort, and I just really valued all of the life lessons that I learned as a 4-H'er and all of the many opportunities that 4-H and Extension had provided for me as a child. And I'm excited to get back in and help not only 4-H'ers, but the families in Marshall County.
Now, of course, it's a busy time there with the fair coming up, but what are you kind of working on, or how have you got your feet wet, I guess, here in the first couple weeks right now?
Well, in the first few weeks, it has been when fair entries are due for 4-H'ers, so we've been organizing all of that data. Already met with the fair board at one of their meetings. We're mostly just getting all of the organization ready also for pre-fair judging, which is July 12th. And then getting ready for the shows starting on July 18th, beginning with the horse show, getting all those details finalized for judges for all the different events and just schedule set up.
Now, what was it about the opportunity to come back to Marshall County that really caught your eye with K-State Research and Extension?
So with my time in the classroom, I really did enjoy working with students and their families. But what really drew me into Extension is the opportunity to work with a diverse group. So not only just working with high school students, but working with younger kiddos and all of their families and just community members in general, being able to help out the public with any of their agricultural questions. I love finding the answers for people. I love researching. I love reading publications. But overall, I just really love helping people. And that really is the role of an Extension agent, is helping their community.
We had talked a little bit about you being in 4-H, but as a former 4-H member, do you have any fond memories of the county fairs coming up?
Oh, I have so many fond memories. Well, most of the county fairs that I attended in Marshall County, always steaming hot weather, not always the best outside temperature, but I just really loved getting to try new projects. I know I'm blessed to have parents that supported me in my many 4-H project adventures. I think one year I took over 20 different projects to the fair, but I really just loved getting to try new things and also just getting to speak with other 4-H'ers. One of my favorite projects was the Rabbit Project, in which I also exhibited at the Kansas State Fair and had great success with that, and especially in showmanship with my rabbits.
We wanted to kind of give this as an opportunity for our listeners to, you know, get to know a little bit about you. So we kind of did the background, but is there anything else about Megan Jaquez that, you know, people might not know right off the bat, or you would like them to get to know as you're at the Extension office there?
Well, one of my main areas of interest in the agricultural field is horticulture. I love answering questions about horticulture, whether it's topics about your garden, your house plants, just really anything in general within that broad subject area, identifying pests, entomology side of that. I'm just really interested in that. Those were some of my favorite classes that I took at K-State and what made me want to also get a horticulture minor.
I would like to thank Megan for being our guest on today's public affairs program here on KNDY. If you missed any portion or want to go back and listen at any time, go to the podcast tab under KNDYradio.com to listen to any of our public affairs. For KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you all for tuning in. We will see you again next weekend.